Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. When you lose someone you love, a part of your heart goes with them. How do you accept this great loss and find peace? How do you bring happiness back into your life without feeling guilty? Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One by Mary Jane Clayton, is a story of a little girl and the power of a pink rose. She will show you God's magic at work. It's a journey through heartbreak that you will find a way back to peace and happiness. The book is so impactful, and Mary Jane Clayton, our guest on the program, is a writer and illustrator who lives in Southern California with her children and grandchildren. She and her family enjoy the outdoors, enjoy a variety of activities reaching from the ocean to the mountains and the desert. She enjoys writing about real life experiences and how they change our perspective on life and influence our decision. She continues to share her story with others who are stuck in the grieving process in hopes of helping them find peace. Mary Jane Clayton, author of Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One, is our guest on This Week in America. Mary Jane, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I just touched very, very briefly on the topic of the book, Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One. Tell us about the book and the story about Brittany.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, the title is Brittany's Rose, and I wrote this in honor of my granddaughter who lost her life to leukemia right after her fifth birthday. And because she loves pink roses so much, that's why I say it's a story of a little girl and the power of the pink rose. It's going to take you on a journey through the most difficult part of life we could ever have to face. This was devastating to our family, as you can imagine, or you may know yourself. After her passing, I read many books on grief, listened to many podcasts, had several readings, you know, all searching for something just to grasp onto, something to just help me up and over that edge, because I was letting confusion and anger hold me back from finding peace. So I had to find a way to express what was going inside of me, and writing did this for me. So for 20 years, I wrote in my journal about things that most people would call a coincidence, but to me, they were messages from Brittany, because there was always a pink rose present. But interestingly, after 20 years, something said to me, go back and read what you've been writing all these years. I was quite surprised to see that the answers I'd been looking for were right there on the pages of my journal.
Amazing.
Yeah, I truly feel Brittany was leaving me these little messages by way of coincidences, if that's what you want to call them. And she was just waiting for me to just get it. I felt like she was saying, come on, Grandma, you just need to believe. So mixed in with some of the saddest words ever written are also words of hope and love. You'll read many stories about others who helped us through this difficult time, and I call these people our angels in disguise. You'll read stories about how God was there for us, even when we didn't know it. But looking back now, it just seems so clear. And I know there are a lot of books on grief, and many of them say similar things, that when someone asked me how my book was different, I had to think for a minute. So, like I said, I've read many books on this subject, trying to find an author that spoke to me, an author that gave me the comfort I was looking for. Because every author has their own voice. They have their own way of putting words together to express their thoughts. Some pull you in, some leave you. So my hope is that my voice will bring comfort to someone who has not yet found it.
That's such a unique aspect of your book. Our guest on the program is Mary Jane Clayton. The book is Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the publisher, ReadingGlassBooks.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Because you went through this, that sort of sets you apart from some of the other books out there, and you went through that period of guilt, of anger, of asking why, all of those emotions that I think so many people go through. You faced that, and you came out a better person by having that journal and going back and rereading that journal. And I love the cover of the book. It's so reassuring and warm. Tell us about the cover and how you came up with the cover for the book, Brittany's Rose.
Well, okay, the day before her first day of her new preschool, while my daughter and I were getting ready to take her shopping that day to get some new clothes, she went outside and picked two big pink roses from our neighbor's bush. And one was for her mom and one was for me. And when she came in, her hands were behind her back. And you could tell by the smile on her face. She, you know that smile you get when you have a surprise someone. I'll never forget.
I can see that as you're describing that. I can see her doing that.
Yes. And then she handed one to me and one to her mom. And that's where the picture comes of the little hand holding the rose. But the next morning, she woke up with a fever. My daughter took her to the doctor's. The doctor called an ambulance, and school began that morning, but not the school we imagined. It was more like the school of life. And by the next day, she was diagnosed with leukemia. Her dad was on the other side of the world in a war they called Desert Storm, and Red Cross was able to find him and bring him home, and somehow the LA Times found out about this, and they wrote a half-a-page article titled From Desert to Daughter's Side, and they had a picture of the family sitting around the hospital bed. And within only 2 months, we lost our little Brittany. So much happened in such a short time. It was pretty overwhelming.
Well, it had to be. And going through that, and I'm so sorry for your loss and the memory as you're reading Brittany's Rose, you bring her to life and that message, she's still with you and getting you through all the rough parts of your life. And to see a five-year-old just beginning her life have that life taken away in such a brutal fashion as leukemia, I don't know how you recover. And it took you a while to get there, and that's what makes, I think, this book so relatable. Mary Jane Clayton's book, Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One. What would be maybe one of the most important messages for people who read the book or maybe listening to this program and thinking about it? What major message or messages would you like to give to them to get them through this period?
Well, when you experience a tragic event, as most people do at some point in their life, I would say don't ask why, because there's no good answer. Hopefully your beliefs will get you through that. While I was writing this book, I tell you, the turning point for me is when I made the choice to believe in the unbelievable. This is what made me stop asking for proof that, you know, what I was experiencing was real, because nobody on the face of this planet can prove that it is or it isn't. And once I began believing this way, it was easier to understand that these messages, understand the messages without the need for conscious reasoning, which I think we get stuck doing that sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would say trust your feelings. Don't overthink it. Just feel it and believe it. And once I did that, I had no need to question or justify my interpretation, because I truly felt I had become a part of a divine connection. And I truly mean that.
It's interesting because there are people probably where you were when you started to believe in the unbelievable, where they thought maybe these coincidences, maybe they're significant. And then you're thinking, no, because you're using your reasonable part of your brain. And it's like, no, that can't be the case. And you've been there, and it helped you survive and thrive and get through this and now share your message. Our guest is Mary Jane Clayton, the book published by ReadingGlassBooks.com. You'll find the book there, as well as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the Google, all of the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You have a to-do list at the end of the book with a lot of really helpful tips, things that that people can do to get through this process. Let's talk about some of those here, because they're very important. And I love the writing style. You tell the story, and then you go back and maybe summarize some of the key points and to-do lists. So you just don't lead the reader with, okay, they read the book, now it's up to them. You help us after you read the book to implement what you've discussed during the course of the book, Brittany's Rose. What are some of the main items on your to-do list?
Well, I did feel it was important to end the book with something like this, because after you read a sad story, like, where do you go from there? How do you get past that? So, you know, with every ending, there's a new beginning. And somebody said that to me once, and that's really true. I remember thinking that if I lived my life as a happy person again, Brittany might think I didn't care about her anymore, and that just broke my heart.
Yes.
So it took writing this book to understand that what makes our angels smile is seeing us enjoying life again. And you know, that's hard to do, and it takes time maybe, but, you know, when we smile, so do they.
And I
so
think that...
To do with. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you said something that's, I think, so important there. If you begin to smile, maybe get out with friends, go out to dinner, go out to a movie, something like that, there is probably some guilt there that, should I be doing this? I don't know when my grief ends, and I don't feel uncomfortable doing that. How difficult was it for you to get beyond that, where you could smile again and interact with your friends and family?
Well, that's why I wrote in a journal for 20 years trying to bring these things to life. But it took a while, and it takes a while. I mean, there's no way to get around that. It doesn't happen overnight. But in my to-do list, I have like 7 little sections, and one is to take care of yourself. And it talks a little bit about how we need to take care of ourselves emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Embrace the goodness around you, because even though your heart's breaking, there is still goodness going on. And do something nice for someone. Weed your garden. Create a gratitude list. Look up and just believe. Because my dad always said, he said, it doesn't matter what you believe in. Just believe in something.
Those are all... I'm sorry. Finish that thought, because it's so important.
Yeah. There's in the section on do something nice for someone, I'd like to tell you this little story really quick.
Yes.
Because when I decided I was going to write a book, I'd never written a book before, so I took this online course. And one of our assignments was to pick a color, say why you picked the color, and how it makes you feel. And our instructor said, once everybody turns in their assignments, I'll tell you why I asked you to do that. So that was a challenge. But so all the things were being posted online. And I mean, I tell you, I never saw colors come alive like in these little articles people were writing. So we kept waiting and waiting to see our instructor tell us why she had us to do that. So finally, there it was. She said, every year I have my students do this because I take them and read them to my friend who's blind. Now, if that isn't a touching story, I don't know what is.
Yes.
You know.
So do something nice for someone, and that really exemplifies that, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it could be 100 different things that you could do. It could just be a smile when you walk past somebody, who knows. But another little piece in looking up, I look up sometimes because I get inspiration from looking up that I don't get from anything else. But there's a little piece in that section that says, if the sky could talk, it would probably say something like this. When you walk outside today, just look up. You'll see me there. I've painted an electrifying canvas that surrounds your world and everything in it. I have the power to lift you up, take you up as far as your imagination can reach. I penetrate your soul every day and continually open doors to all that's possible. All you know of life is protected by me, and I hold the secrets to what lies beyond. I'm a blue diamond, brilliantly cut, with the ability to radiate my color back to you, filling you with astounding force of life. I represent the essence of all forms of life, and through my baby blues, I send to you my feelings of deep affection.
That is so well said, and you can see now in listening to Mary Jane why all of why the book is helping so many people. The book is Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One. And I guess the key, I keep mentioning helping others, it helped yourself too. Talk about that, because as you're telling the story and going back through the journal, it really helped put things into focus for you as well, didn't it?
Well, you see, when I had this thought that go back and read what I had written for 20 years, you see it differently. You read your words in a different way. You discover things that happened that you maybe didn't notice in the right way at the time. And so going back, and it was difficult because I had to relive moments to be able to write about them. And I shed many, many tears every time I sat down to type, but it just opened up a part of me to believing in that this isn't the end. And that's writing the book is how I actually found my peace.
You talk about a turning point for you was making a choice to believe the unbelievable. You've talked about the coincidences. You write about learn to recognize messages from loved ones on the other side. Talk about that, believing the unbelievable. I think as you were talking about that, I mentioned that we think they're signs, but no, they're not really signs. They are signs, aren't they? And these are things that we can grab a hold of and help us get through this period.
Well, you just have to learn to think about it differently and not listen to other people that say, well, that was just a coincidence. Well,
yes, yes.
Because in the beginning, I did. But because it happens so often and the way that happened, I think Brittany finally, like I said, she was just waiting for me to just get it. You know, Grandma, you just need to believe. And that's really how I felt. And it just came to me, like I said, a divine connection. And to me, you have to believe that, because there's so much unknown about where we go when we die. Everybody looks at it in their own way, depending on how they were brought up or whatever, or, you know. And it's just a choice you have to make, because nobody knows for sure. So who can tell you that how you see things and what you believe in isn't true? Nobody can.
You mentioned also the importance of not asking the question why. And that's probably the first question that most people ask is why.
It is.
Talk about getting over that. I mean, it's happened. So we're focused on why, and we can't come up with an answer, can we?
No, I don't think so. And that's why I said that's the first thing I would tell anybody. Don't ask why. Because you will drive yourself crazy, you know. And a lot of people just say, well, it was God's plan. But that's not comforting when a little child dies. How could that be God's plan? So you go through all these things in your mind that can't be the answer, you know. But, you know, because we don't know for sure, don't ask why. Just accept what happens, and like I said, you have to believe in the unbelievable, because there's so much stuff that we can't say this is absolutely true. You know, when my dad said, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe in something. It could be something just from everything you've learned this makes the most sense to you and this makes me feel good. And if that's what you want to believe in, I think that's just fine.
With us on the program, Mary Jane Clayton. Her book is Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One. A couple of minutes left in the program. Was there a time where you actually maybe feel that anger and that sadness begin to disappear? Is that something that's tangible, that you almost feel the happiness maybe trying to allow itself back into your life?
That will happen. I believe it will happen, but it takes time because you just go through these different things. You are angry at God, you know, and you don't understand why things happen, and you carry that with you. And I don't know what the time frame is on that. For some people, it might be shorter. If they have really, really strong beliefs, they'll get through it faster than someone that maybe doesn't. You know, you're never going to not wish they were still here, and you're not going to forget them. And there's going to, you know, their birthday, there's the first birthday, the first Christmas, the first, you know, moments where you celebrate with that person. They're going to be hard to get through. But that, you know, this happens to everybody. There's no way to get around it. But, you know, I truly believe that our loved ones are still within our reach because there is no distance between souls. We just have to learn to touch them in a different way. And if you reach up, a warm hand will always meet you halfway. And that will be the hand of your angel.
The book is Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One. Mary Jane Clayton is the author, our guest on the program. You mentioned first book, you never done anything like this before. Now you're touching so many people with your message. Are you working on another book? You did an excellent job with this. Is there another book that you're thinking about writing?
Well, there is. And actually, our company supports a blind school in. When I had that experience with writing about color and it was given to a blind lady, I started writing a book, but I have to go visit the school and learn a little bit more about this because I don't know a blind person, but I have in the works about how to teach color to a blind person. It's a huge challenge, but yes.
Well, hopefully that will work out and we'll have you back in the program to talk about that. Another very important topic. I mentioned in the beginning, your hope in writing this was to help others find peace. They have, and you've been able to do that. What does that feel like for you with Brittany by your side, that you were able to write this book and help so many people? Maybe the turning point in their grief and being able to accept and go on with their lives. So what is that like to realize all the people you're touching with your message?
Well, I don't think you could ask for a more wonderful feeling. If you've done something to help somebody with grief, which is probably one of the toughest emotions we'll ever have to deal with. But I have a picture of Brittany on my wall that I can see when I write. And when I hear back from a person, I just look at her and I just blow her a little kiss and say, look what you've done. Because her story has
Thumbs up time with Brittany when you're able to reach out with your story and her story to help them get through probably the most difficult situation they will ever go through, circumstance in their lives. It's been a pleasure, Mary Jane, to have you on the program. The book is Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One. It's a book that you can use, a book you should have and pass along to other people that are going through the grieving process and trying to sort everything out. The book is life-altering for so many people. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, published by readingglassbooks.com, and we'll have a link with all this information. Mary Jane, thank you for being with us on the program. Good luck on the new book, and hopefully we can talk about that as well.
Well, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Brittany's Rose, Finding Peace After Losing a Loved One. Mary Jane Clayton, our guest, and all of this information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.